I welcome you all, brothers and sisters, for this service. I know the new development has just occurred, that program or preachings, messages of today's international services that have been put on the audio line. So I have been listening this week because our sister Pat has been putting the messages on the audio line, and it is on the live Mama International, was around that. So those of you who are trying to catch up with these messages, the same messages as they are live as we do, you can get them from audio live messages there. And this Saturday again is 20th June. We thank God. Last week we were doing Christ in all the scriptures, as was the theme Brother Ken was teaching. And they touched on three important areas. It says, when Peter saw it, that came from chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. In first year, number one, when Peter, when he saw the cloud running together unto them, he took that opportunity and preached to them Christ Jesus. Number two, when he saw people attracted by the miracles, he did not preach miracles to them. He preached the Savior, Jesus Christ himself, who is the healer of the person who was healed. Number three, when he saw the people ready to exalt John and Peter above the major, he asked them, why people, you look at us as if we have healed this man with our own godliness or religion. So in every part of what they preached, Peter and John preached Christ Jesus. Instead of taking opportunity of getting themselves into this, putting themselves into the scene, they preached Christ and put themselves. So that's the pattern. Let us bow our heads and pray as we see God's direction and ask him to guide us and even lead us in all the truth as he purposes to teach us this morning. Shall we pray? Precious dear Heavenly Father, we are so overwhelmed to see the greatness of your name in the scriptures. The overwhelming evidence that even those who preached in the very early days of the church, they had nothing in themselves to preach, but they preached you, our Lord Jesus Christ alone. Because that's the message that they had. As the church, Father Lord, that has been redeemed by the precious blood of your Son Jesus Christ, we have that message. And we are debtors to this world that we can preach that message of Christ and him crucified. The only exalted one, the only sacrifice of sinners, the only one who came to live and die for his people. Even at any opportunity, Lord, that might come to us, opportunities such as in weddings, funerals, and any other place where the Lord has given us opportunity to speak, we are learning from this book, Lord, and from the scriptures, that the message we have is not ourselves or events, but the very person of Jesus Christ, the perfect and the sinless one. We thank you, Father Lord, as you open our hearts and mind, you also open our eyes so that we can see scriptures and we see messages every time we get into the Word of God. We pray, Father Lord, even this afternoon, yes, this morning elsewhere, that even this morning you will guide our Brother Ken as he ministers to speak what you have purposed him to speak to us. We pray that his mind will communicate to us, even as I interpret to my brothers yet, the very truth as they come forth, so that your people will hear the word. For it is said, your sheep will hear the voice, and they shall follow you. It's in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray and ask for this. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Ken, I have no more time left. May God bless you. Pick it from there.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'm thankful to the Lord that He has so ordered that we can meet together. If you would,
Amen.
Take your Bible and let's look again in Acts chapter 3. I know we've been spending a little while in this portion of Scripture, but it's important. I want us to read from verse 11 down to verse 26 again. And today, the subject that we're going to consider together is on what is distinctive gospel preaching. What is distinctive gospel preaching? We have a pattern given for us here, and I pray the Lord will bless first the reading of His Word, and then as I attempt by His grace to set forth this truth of how we can identify a true gospel message. Because a lot of people say they're preaching the gospel, but what is distinctive about the gospel message?
Koma inu munankaniza woyerayo ndi olungamayo ndipo munampempha kuti munthu wambanda abatsidwe kwa inu ndipo munapempha mkulu wamo ndipo munamupha mkulu wamoyo amene Mulungu anamupitsa kwa akufa ndipo pa chikhulupiriro cha dzina lake dzina lachero amene mumuona mumuziwa ndipo chikhulupiriro chili mwa iye chinampatsa kuchira konse kumeneku pamaso pa inu nonse. Ndipo tsopano abale, ndidziwa kuti munachichita mosadziwa monga akulu anu. Koma zimene Mulungu analalikiratu mukamwaneneri onse kuti adzampa kuwawa Khristu, iye anakwanise zotero. Chifukwa chake, labali, bwerani kuti afafanitse machimo anu, kotero kuti zidze nyengo zakutitimusa zochokera ku nkhope ya Ambuye. Ndipo anume amene anayitidwa kwa inu Khristu Yesu, amene thambo lakumwamba liyenera kumulandira kufikira nthawi zakukonzanso zonse zimene Mulungu analankhula za izo mkamwa mwa aneneri ake oyera mchiyambire. Mosetu anati, Mbuye Mulungu adzaukitsa inu mneneri mwa abale anu ngati ine mudzamvere iye zinthu zili zonse akampa nanu. Ndipo kudzali kuti wamoyo aliyense samvera mneneri ameneyo adzasakazidwa konse kwa anthu. Koma angakhale aneneri onse kuyambira Samueli ndi akumtsatira onse amene analankhula analalikira za masiku awa. Inu ndinu ana aneneri ndipo apanganolo Mulungu anapangana ndi makolo anu ndi kunena kwa Abrahamu ndipo mu mbewu yako mafuko onse a dziko adzatalitsidwa kuyambira ndi inu Mulungu anaukisa mwana wake anamtuma kukadalisa imi ndi kubwezera yense kuzoyipa zake.
Well, what we have here, and I want to consider with you, because of the translation, I want to try by God's grace to just be succinct myself, but I'd like to, when we talk about a distinctive gospel message, there are three things I believe we have to consider. One is the context. In other words, how it is and when it is that the gospel is to be preached. Number two, I want us to see what is the message. When given that opportunity to preach, what is the message? And then number three is, what is man's accountability in the face of the gospel being preached? What is man's accountability?
Utenga wabuno, munga mene uliri. Choyambiri ili number one, akuti context. Context ndi kuti utunfu wake wangani yokuza na ibaibu metu werengawa. Manvegede ake, akuti jani. Number two, imene tu werengeni, imene andi lumpai. Pamena mabanga bacha. Kuma number three, akulankula za mume antu, ama pangira, kamena ndutumeko za antu. Zimene iyo ama zifa, ndi kuzitaka. Polarigira, mena nfena wansa ama laligira, kwa fundo zao, mweji sanza, kama langula, kutuo, kuino, duwantu wansa, ane kilo hibla, batziko losa kapasa. Kuma kundi, utunfu.
Okay, so I understood one, two, and three. One is the context, two is the message, and three is man's accountability to the message. Number one is the context. Number two is the message. What is the message of distinctive gospel preaching?
Okay. Choyambirira ndi utunthu wa Bible mweli utenga wa utunthu. Number two ndi message ino. Message imene yasankhidwayo, imene yapatulidwayo, ikunena chiyani. Number three ndi mmene anthu amamvera kapena kulalikira uthengawo. Tsono magawo atatu osewa ndi amene tiziwaphunzire mu chigawo chimene taverenga tsiku la lonse.
So number three is man's accountability. The context, the message, and man's accountability.
Choyambirira ndi context, chachiwiri ndi message, chachitatu ndi luntha kapena lusola wanthu. Magawosa atatu amene wawa ndi amene amakhudza kwambiri pamene munthu akulalikira uthenga wabwino. Chimene mufanika chiwone lero ndi kuthenga magawanga atatu amene wawa. Choyambirira context, context ndi kuti Bible lonse limanena bwanji pa chinthucho. Message nanga uthenga umene ndaupezawo umamveka motani. Luntha la munthu amene akulankhula kene akudziwira akufikitsa uthengawo motani.
First of all, the context, I wanted us to see that Peter did not orchestrate the situation for this message. It was the Lord. See, there's preachers that are out trying to make things happen. And so they go out there looking for opportunities to preach. Peter and John, in going up to the temple, didn't go with the idea of preaching the gospel. They went up to worship. And yet, the Lord put this lame man in their path, and by their word, healed this lame man, and the crowd drew together, and that being the case, Peter then opened his mouth to preach. That's the context.
Ndiye Mulungu anachiritsa munthu odwala wopunduka chibadwire ali pa njira pa khomo la kachisi wapita kumene kuja. Ndiye anthu pochita chinthu ndi kusonkhana wakafika kumene kunachitika zimenezi mpamene kunapereka mwayi kuti Petroyo alalikire. Ndiye zosiyana kwambiri kuti munthu akupita kumalo atatenga machaputsa ake kuti akalalikire ndi kupita kumalo kuti akangopembedza chabe koma zinthu kumeneko.
I say this because preachers particularly like a crowd. And in works religion, that's the thing. You've lived it as much as I have. Here's maybe two or three people gathered. The house isn't full. So what's the preacher doing? He's scolding the people that are gathered, the few that are gathered, for not being more diligent and vigilant to go out and get more people to come in. They're trying to make things happen. That's not gospel preaching.
Muka kuposela anthu kuti akabwere kuti mukalalikire. Sizi makazo lero. Anthu ambiri walalikira masiku ano chimene chimapangira chona kuti amakondwera kwambiri ndi kuimbira wanthu. Amakondwera kwambiri akaona kuti kwabwera wanthu kapena kuti kubwera wanthu. Akaona kuti anthu ali kochepa ati ndi akakumba pangamoja. Tapita ndikamuzena anthu ambiri abwere
We need this reminder that the work of God is God's work. And so when, even in our congregation here, I've been preaching here for 20 years, there might be meetings where there's just two or three of us. And the tendency of some is to look around and say, where is everybody? And then the next week, the house might be full. And somebody will say to me, wow, it looks like the Lord really blessed today. Well, my question is, why was he blessing any less when there were two or three gathered in his name, which he says he is in their midst, than if there's a house full? That should not affect us. Let's be very careful and prayerful about what we wish for. Because if you want a house full, the Lord may just give you a house full, but with all the trouble that comes with it, because they're not sheep. If that's all you're focused on is numbers, he may just send you a bunch of goats and say, here, if you want numbers, handle it. You see, there are some that will study this portion, and you know them better than I do, Brother James, that will look at this and say, well, looky here, what is it that caused this crowd to gather? There was the healing of the lame man. So let's go out and find the lame man. Let's go out and find ones that we can heal. And let's go and circle around them in a public place and put our hands on them and raise our hands and cry unto the Lord, heal this man, heal this man. That's how they're encouraged to get a crowd. Now, Peter recognized that it was for this one lame man. There were many other lame people, but it was for this one that the Lord put him there at that time, not just to heal him, but that this lame man himself, being one of God's sheep, see, from the context, it's pretty evident, because he went in with them to the temple, it says in verse 8, walking, leaping, and praising God. There was a work of grace done in this man's heart, where religion couldn't help him. He lay there at the door of religion all those years without help. But here, in one instant, it was Christ bringing his word home to his heart through Peter and John that he stood and walked. But the thing I want you to see is Peter did not from that say, okay, go get all the rest of your lame and halt and blind and bring them here. Let's start a church.
I would have a chicken to the Fulamina, you, or Kalasuma in Kosa, I don't know what Kajis, I don't want to know what's up with Kumba, I would make as a Muru, would you watch it?
Years ago, I had a pastor who is one of my mentors in the gospel, and he told me, he said, Ken, whatever you use as your point of emphasis or focus is the kind of people that are going to come to hear you. Whatever you use to draw them in is what you're going to have to use to keep them in. So, you can tell if you go into a congregation, even before the preacher speaks, if you were to go in and sit down with the people and begin to listen to them and what they talk about and what's important to them, you'll find out what the preacher's preaching. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. So, if all the talk is about healing and you have to step over, like I did in one congregation. They wanted me to come preach, and when I got there, they had all kinds of sick people. I thought I was at a hospital. They had them all sitting around outside waiting for the end of the meeting so that some healer in that congregation come and try to pray for them. And when I stood up to preach, and I did like Peter, preach Christ, there were people that were upset. They began to say, talk amongst themselves while I was preaching that that's not why they came. They were invited because they had been told there'd be somebody that would pray for them and they could go away healed. So I was in their way. You know, that's not, they didn't want to hear about Christ. The same is true if you decide you're going to make your church to be known for social. You're going to have a social outreach. So you're going to go open up a soup kitchen somewhere, and all the hungry, you're going to invite them to come to the church building, and you're going to fix them a meal, and then you're going to try to use that meal to preach the gospel for them. Why do you think they're coming? It's not to hear the gospel. It's because you're giving out food.
Social activities, we have been to win a woman, what is it? Because see, my father, is it become Puga? Does it wear a nose? So, super, the alone of Dubai, where I stand the woman Kalaja Buddha. There was another man who has done the charities. I'm going to go to Mamu. I'm going to go to Mamu.
We have congregations here, they're not gospel congregations, but they, for Wednesday night meeting or Sunday evening meeting, as the tradition is, they think, well, if we're going to get the parents to come out, we've got to offer something for the children. And so the parents, well, we want them to come here, but on the side, we're going to do something for the children. So they have children's programs, and they have little basketball nets. I don't know if they have basketball in Malawi, but they set up events and sports events for the kids so that they can get people to come out. And even now I get people calling me here at the church building, leaving a message, and they ask me, what do you have for children? We need something for our youth, as if there's some kind of program special for youth.
I'm a current one.
A number of years ago, there was a pastor down in the Caribbean, in the Virgin Islands, that invited me down to preach. And if you wonder, Brother James, why it was that I made you wait a long time before I came over to preach, it's because of this kind of situation. I actually went down there for some meetings. But when I got there, I realized it wasn't the gospel that they were interested in. In fact, when I went to preach on the Sunday morning, they were having a contest between the men of the church and the women of the church as to who could bring the most in, whether the women would win each week or the men. So they divided the men and women. They had the women on one side, the men on the other. And then they had a banner that they would give each week to one or the other. And they would, when that banner went either to the men or the women, then they would get up and dance around and sing and clap. And they were, it was like they beat out the women or the women beat out the men. But even worse, they tried to see which group could collect the most money. And if the women won, then they got to split half of the money. The women would take half the money and the rest they would give to the church. That was the kind of stuff going on. Brother James, I've never shared some of this with you, but as the Lord directs, I'm sharing it now. That first time I went to Malawi, and you remember having so many people at that campground, in that schoolyard, the alarm to me, even before I stood up to speak, the alarm to me was that a majority of the women in that congregation were self-professed preachers. You remember that? That's the thing that got them offended. You know, if you want to draw a crowd, that's what works religion does. Get the women working. Get them speaking. They're the active ones. They're the workers. They'll go out and get it happening. But you remember, as the days went on, pretty soon that crowd started to thin. I don't know how many we started with, but we didn't end up with as many on Sunday as we started with on Thursday. They got offended. But that's good. See, all of this is the context. We are not to think that God needs any kind of effort on our part as far as making things happen in order for him to do his work. Perish the thought. God forbid.
Kani ofrika kwa kuinvesta njia kuri tika mati kutenga wako ino. Si uli mulungu ama funa ifeyo kushida kwa kashenche de watu. Unchole kanyo na tushida mulungu yende kuino yae.
You know, as the Lord has directed here in Straightport, there's been times when we've had a number of families. And then there's times like now where we have very few. There's been times when we've had a number of men. And like now, very few. But the danger is to think, okay, we've got to do something to try to attract more families in order for them to come hear the gospel. Or, for example, you might look at our congregation and say, well, everybody's primarily white, but don't you have African Americans? Don't you have Spanish and others in the community you could go out and reach? We could, but I don't find anywhere in scripture where it says to target any sort of group of people to try to get them to come in so that we can then preach the gospel for them. That's the thing I want us to see on this context is this was completely the Lord's doing. And that's the way it should be. I don't want to spend too much more time on this, but it's where the Lord has my mind right now. Some try to attract people through music, special music. I don't know if you've heard that term used before, but years ago, I thought, well, okay, let's have special music because that you know, gets people coming and listening. They appreciate it. In fact, I had a good friend that back in the day was preaching the gospel, and he was very talented and could play the piano. And so he led the music for the congregation from the piano before he preached. And then he'd get up and preach, and when he's finished, he'd go back to the piano, and he'd close with song. And the house was full. But one day, he broke his hand, and he couldn't play. And it was going to be a number of weeks, months, before he could play again. And when the people that were coming found out he couldn't play, pretty soon they stopped coming. And he realized that they weren't coming to hear the gospel. They were coming to hear him play and sing.
And I'm a Greek and she's a nimble, little special music. Take 92 and 1 big way back as really. Come in, I'm going to just so little in Busawanu. I'm a tough way back with me. Never other people when I was with people when I was with Wow, what would I make up? One big nimble and my much piano.
Again, as that elderly preacher told me years ago, he said, Ken, beware of what you use to draw people in. If it's not the gospel, see, this is where this message is, the distinctive gospel. The context of that preaching is as the Lord gives opportunity and he draws whom he will to come here, then we know he's blessed. You see here in verse 11, that's the context. As the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, Now, he wasn't holding them because he was needing the stability to walk on his legs. Whom the Lord heals, he heals perfectly. But the word there means to hold on to, as in embracing with joy. In other words, if a man is drawn by Christ to a gospel preacher, they will love that gospel preacher. He wasn't exalting them, but he held Peter and John and identified with them, continued to walk with them, identified. And it was that that drew the people together. But it was the Lord drawing the people. Peter and John weren't at that point saying, hear ye, come see the man that was healed. Now, this was the Lord when it says ran, the people ran together, greatly wondering.
Mulungu ndamene omuchiritsa amatsatira anthu amene Mulungu watuma ndi kulowa nawo mkachisi mukapembedza Mulungu. Samakhala ndi kwina kumene angapite iyayi. Sikuti so chinthu cha munthu amene uchita chongokhala kuti iyeyo akhale ndi chinthu chonakuti chachiritsidwa. Kapenanso Petro anene kuti taonani munthu wachira pano, taonani munthu wachira. Sizimene Petroso anali nazo. Iye anaona anthu ambiri akubwera ali kudabwa natsitwa nzeru chifukwa cha munthu amene uchayo. Munthu amene adamuchiritsa ndi Ambuye iwo onse anyamata apa achina Petrowa pa nthawi imeneyoyo. Anasiwa bali yao unakuti munthu amene ali abayo womuchiritsa ndi Ambuye. Taonani wala mkachisi akulambira ndi kupembedza Mulungu mokondwera.
You see, distinctive gospel preaching occurs in the context of the Lord gathering whom he will. The Lord, not us.
Uthengatu umene uli wosiyana kwambiri ndi uthenga wa wina uliwonse umene uli wa Mulungu. Umatenga malo ndi kulalikidwa pa malo amene anthu akusonkhana pamenepo ndi amene Mulungu mwini wake wasonkhanitsa. Anthuwo ndi ake a Mulungu wasonkhanitsa ega iyeyo mwini. Komanso pomba zimene zonse ndiye kuti uthenga wake umene uli pamenepo umapita kwa anthu paka amenewowo amene asonkhana pa malowo amenewo pa nthawi imeneyoyo.
You see, in verse 12, the very first thing that Peter did when he saw this, he answered the people. The first thing he did was turn their attention away from the man, from the healing, and even himself.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Very important.
That's very important, yes. Mutangana mwa verse 12, munthu uja wachiritsidwa. Mmene Petro adayambira kulalikira pa nthawi imene ijayo. Choyambirira anachotsa maso a anthu pa munthuyo. Anachotsa maso a anthu pa machiritso, anachotsa maso a anthu ngakhale pa iyeyo Petulo, ndikuti anthu asakhale ndi chidwi ndi munthu wochiritsidwayo, asakhaleso ndi chidwi ndi milango yochiritsayo, asakhaleso ndi chidwi ndi anyamata amene Petulo ndi Yohane amene achiritsayo. Chimenecho chofunika kwambiri, usayika osalola kuti chidwi cha anthu chikhazikike pa inuyo, koma chidwi cha anthu muchike pa Mulungu amene wagwira ntchitoyo.
You see, in my life here in Shreveport, I tell people I'm bivocational because I have my business that I do during the week, and yet I still take care of the sheep, the those that the Lord brings for worship. But when I'm out and about in the business world, there are people, they like me, they think I'm fun, they get to know you, and then they find out you're a preacher, and they get all excited. They say, oh, really? Where's your church? And, you know, as you begin to take the attention away from yourself, I'm not going to try to attract them. You know, some of them are disgruntled where they are and they think, well, they'd be happy over here. They won't. If they're disgruntled where they are, but it's not because they're not hearing the gospel, then I don't want them here. So often, you know, we, just like you were talking on the internet now, we have all these messages on the internet. I'll give them the information. I say, go listen to the message that I preach. And if the Lord draws you, then you're welcome. But if not, you know, we can still be friends. We're not trying to draw people in because of who we are.
Ndine munthu amene ndili professional, ndine wantchito zanga. Sindimakhalira kuti ndine mbusa iyayi. Ndine munthu amene ndimayendesa mabhizinesi anga. Ndiye mwachisomo cha Mulungu anandipatsaso Mulungu kuti khalani mwayi wakuti ndizitha kusamala nkhosa za Mulungu ngati mbusa kumbali inayi. Ndiye ndimakhala ndikutumikira kumbali ya masiku apa sabata awa ndikumagwira ntchito yanga ngati munthu amene ndimagwira ntchito ndi anthu. Ndiye pali anthu ena amene amati akamva akakadzikira kuti kanizo ndine mbusa ndiye amakhala ndi chidwi. Kuda andidziwe kwambiri komanso kuda asangalala ena amagenza kuti chipereri amataka ndiona kushito kwanga kanona kwa fesi kwanga limene ndimagwirira amaona kuti ndine munthu wosangalatsa mwina atata kamba pepita kuchenji kwacho akakhala wosangalala kwambiri ena amati ayi ndine munthu wosangala kwambiri tinotani koma ngati anthu amene ajawo
akafuna kuparikisa kuti ine ndigadzisa zvori kufari amakondwera naani ngene ndatengi kurapa yeku church ngati angagaranga kuonde kutenga wako ndibaakuza mbari imene akuza kufikira kuti akambe maulaliki wanga angati akamba maulaliki amene ndimalalikira ndikuona kuti mulungu waitana kudzorera mchimene amba mkulalikidwa palibe futo alibe ufuna abwere ku church koma ngati zimene ndikulalikira zoja sizinapeze kapena sizinaitanide kumoyo wosatha basi kulibe kamtingokhala abwenzi pa business tizipanga business imene tipangira koma sindimayerekeza kuti nditenge business yangayo chikhale chida chokopera wanthu kuti abwere ku church azikasangalala mchalichi ziwiri zisizikugwirizanayo.
Just like Peter said there in verse 12, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this man, at this miracle? He turned their eyes away from man and the miracle, but it goes on to say, or why look ye so earnestly on us? He turned their attention away from himself.
Ameneyo. Amene mamuona kuti mamuona kwachiritsidwa. Mukudakwa naye panji uyuyu. Salekeze bomba iyayi ngekuti akatero adachotsa chikiri cha wanthu amene amadabwa. Mamuona angopita angomuona munthu wopunduka uchaguma ngodabwa. Mpaka na uthenga wawo ndikugona wawo ngokhala kudabwa. Ndiye kuti mudabwa naye panji. Salekeze pomwepo akuona kuti kapena muchipenyetsetsa ife panji. Amene ponso iye adachotsa chidu chakenso cha anthu pa iye mwini ngati Petulo ndanzake amene adali nawo kuti siza ife iyayi siza pa munthu uyu iyayi simiraponso iyayi imene achitikani imene muyikepoino maganizo wanu ndi mtima wanu.
I read a few years ago about a preacher of the gospel back in the day that was somewhat well known, and he was the guest preacher at a congregation there in England, and there were some people that showed up not knowing he was going to be there to preach. And then as he preached, they were just overwhelmed, thinking, wow, what a blessing to hear this man. And when they went out the door, they told him what a blessing it had been, and so thankful that the Lord had brought him to preach the gospel for him. And so he said, well, Lord willing, I'll be preaching this evening. Come on back. So they came back in the evening. But after he finished preaching, as they went out, the preacher greeted them and asked them how they were. And they said, well, this morning it was such a blessing. When we came, the Lord just so blessed, but it just seemed like tonight the message was flat and we weren't as blessed. And so the man said, well, why did you come this morning? And they said, well, we came to worship because that's what we do, but we just didn't know it was you that was going to be preaching. And so we were blessed to hear you. And so he said, well, why did you come back tonight? And they said, well, we came back to hear you. And he said, there's your problem. There's your problem. When your eyes are on a man, you'll be disappointed. But if the Lord blesses to hear of Christ, then you'll be blessed indeed. That's why Peter said, why look ye so earnestly on us? We dare not elevate a preacher. I don't care if he's God's messenger. I don't care if it's Paul, Apollos, Peter, or John. These men were not to be elevated above the Lord. We've come to hear the Lord.
Pakati malingiro mawo akadapita ku UK kumalalikira kumene kusakaza mitasa ndi adapita kumene ku jango amsatadziwe nthawi imene msonkhano umene kuti akalalikire ndani adadzatako kuti munthu amene akulalikira ndi wotchuka kwambiri ndi anthu adaona munthu wakulalikira ndi ameneyu adalitsika kwambiri kuti wolalikira ndinuyo akutiwozekama kwambiri basi ndibweresa ndipo popeza kuti ime adalitsika pano olalikira ndine adapita wanthu mchiyembekezo nakuti amenikamuti amene chayo lero akahaa mosati maseya kupita kumene kuti akapeza kuthenga kumene kulalikidwa sumene wamayembekeza kuyerekeza munthu uyo kulaliki ndiyakunakuti adafusasa bwanji lolo uthenga umene tinabweranso tizikambe uthenga koma sinamveke monga mene timayembekeze ndiyakunanga mnakatani mbuyo ku chechi mnalikuti adafusa ati tinabwera kuti tikapembedze mulungu monga timakwanzise timakhalira kusiku wonse kuti tikapembedze mulungu akuti mwachita bwino koma tichitika nchani ati koma akuthengawo sunalimoko mene timauyembekeza kuti tikadaumva lero ati chipake nchani akuti ananga si inuyo mnanga niyo mmene mumakhalira ndi mene timakudziwirani inu mlaliki wamphamvu kwambiri timayembekeza tizolalikira zikhala nthu zamphamvu kuzola mmene timaganiza imene ndiyo dzulo lanu tsopano limene muli nawe chifukwa choti niyo chidwi chanu mmayika pa munthu malo muyike chidwi chanu pa mulungu kuti kudzala ku munthu amene mulungu amugwiritsire ntchito mulungu akalankhule ndi moyo wanu ndi zimene petulo anachitapo mvesere 12 akuti kodi mudabwa naye munthu uyuyu
kwanje kabena muti penye chetsa ife ngarikavela kuti machiritsu amene apezera pamuthu uyu achokera kumphambu ya ife kabena kuchipembedzo cha afika ife tiyenekera kuchotsa chikwi cha wanthu pa zoziswa kabena pa zochitika zina zili zonse zimene mulungu mwachisomo chake zachitika kuti anthu asayangane zimenezo koma anthu ayenekera kuti adziwe kuti akamafika pamalo pamene akukamba mawu akamve mulungu nakaone mulungu osakhamuthukani.
Let's beware ourselves to think that in any way the Lord blesses because of us. We can get
proud.
You see verse 12, what Peter says, as though by our own power. That word power is the word dynamite. When you take dynamite to blow something up, it's power. He says, as if by our own strength, power, or ability, anything residing in us or our nature, don't to think that that's what made this man to walk.
Mungangane verse 12 kuti taonani muchangana ifeyo ngati kapena tamuchiritsa pamene muyendetsa iye ndi mphamvu ya mawoti mphamvu akutanthauza kuti mchizungu wa makhalidwe mawambiri ndipo limodzi dynamite ndi mphamvu yoti yachitika kuti ili mwa munthu uja wachita china chake mukati mwake mumuli zithu za iye mwini ndiye chimene chili mwa iyezo chimene chachitika kuti yachitisa munthu ameno njani ndiye petro akaona kuti mukati mwathu mulibe mphamvu ya mtundu umenewo imene imazumphuka ndi kuchiritsa wanthu mulibe ngati mwaona munthu uyu wachiritsidwa kapena chinane chachitika ndi mphamvu ya mulungu osati mwaifeyo ndiye kusati ayang'anitsitse ife chifukwa mulibe mwaifeyo chimphamvu china chichonse pamene anthu ambiri azilaliki amakhala ngati akamapanga zinthu mkati mwawo mwaiwowo muli zimagomba zina muli zinthu zina zake zimene anthu ena wonse alibe koma zimapezeka mwaiwowokha kuti akachita akapemphera kapena akayika manja pa munthu munthu uja zimchitikira kwa mwaiwowo.
I'll hear people sometimes talk and say, well, we got a new preacher, and I'll ask them, well, what do you like about him? And they'll say, oh, he is a dynamic preacher.
Yeah.
In the word dynamic, you've got the word dynamite. That's what they like. And he can hold your attention.
In your mouth, there is something that is under the Gamino. Yeah, hey, he's dynamic, that guy. The Gamino just sit down here. Zima Moon and one pound, but I don't know what's the minute of Zima. Zima Gomera, Amambabu, Puga, and Gadima, Mambabu, and one big, Mambabu, and Amambabu, and the minutes.
If you studied history, the history of Germany and the Nazis and their rise to power, through a man by the name of Hitler, and you go back and look at how on earth people could have been so duped into such a killing machine. They killed literally millions and millions of Jews and tortured them, and it comes down to his dynamism in speaking. He could gather a crowd. He was a speaker, and people followed him. They believed what he said because he was so convincing in his speaking. And I'll tell you, that's what the world follows after today in religion. They don't want to hear just anybody. They don't care what he's saying, as long as he's dynamic. But Peter says, don't think it by anything in me, any dynamism in me.
Analika munthu wachikoka, anali munthu wadziwa kulankhula, anali munthu wotati akamamutsata, akamalankhula anthu apachiyana yachitu kwambiri, munthu ameneyoyo. Ndi mmene anthu ambiri izi ndingakhala zilalika masiku ano, amakondwera kwambiri kumamvedwa kuna kuti iwowo ndi amphamvu. Akamamvedwa ndi kunenera kuti amuleka amene ocha ndi wotchuka ndi wamphamvu kwambiri. Zimenezo zimene zimapatsa chikoka, amamva kukoma akamamva chonchuka anthu akamatchula moteromo.
You see, the second thing he says, or holiness. Now that word actually is not the word holy, but it's the word God-fearing. It's the word used for God-fearing. Don't think it's because of any power in me or because I'm a God-fearing man. You know, that's what you hear people say today. Oh, he's such a God-fearing man. That's why God's blessing him. That's not it.
Is it
the same with your translation in your English? In our local language, it is we have not healed him with our religion, isn't it?
Here it says, in the King James, it says holiness, but it's actually the word to fear God, reverence. Don't think it's because of any reverence of God on our part. Verse 12. What does yours say?
It's religion.
No.
Yeah. I think I noticed that there's a problem there somewhere. Okay?
It's not the religion that has failed.
It seems to me that those that translated your scriptures use that word to denounce what goes on in religion. But what we're seeing here is something that is common to us all. You know, and think about it, how depraved even our nature is that when God does a work somewhere, that somehow our mind, even though we don't say it, but subtly we try to put a little bit of self-credit in there, you know, well, I was praying for you, so, well, why are you saying that? You think it's by your prayers that God worked? Or, yeah, the Lord really filled me that day to be able to preach like I've never preached before. Well, do you think that that's why God did what he did? No, we have to, by God's grace, renounce self, anything in us, as we preach. It's not about us. It's about Christ.
King James Version,
So that's the context of distinctive gospel preaching. It's God giving the occasion to preach, and then secondly, God giving the message. You know, this was totally unscripted. Peter did not pull out a scroll and say, well, let me see my notes here, what I can preach. What he preached was from the persuasion of his heart as he himself had been taught by Christ, by his Spirit. No man can preach the gospel who himself has not been taught of the Christ of the gospel.
So, for me, the Bible is meant to be the way I'm going to do it in the context. Context is the tools for our living.
The message itself. So, unalibe fire, utenga wage hai. Unalibe mpugu wakulembira, kudu, tegembezi, kudu, 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 kudu,
My greatest concerns when there are young men, and you have them in your congregation, I have some here that over the years have sat and listened for a while and feel like they're qualified to preach. And they feel like they're qualified because over the years they've been able now to kind of put together in their mind exactly what the gospel is. And if you talk to them, they can define it. But I will tell you that you can learn what to say and you can get up and repeat the words and be correct in those words, but you can't preach the gospel unless God by his grace has opened your heart up to the Christ of the gospel and who this doctrine is of. It's the doctrine of Christ. And if a man isn't preaching Christ distinctively, that's the point I want to, because this is the distinctive gospel preaching. If he's not doing it, it's because Christ has never been revealed in him. He's just been like a parrot to learn to say salvations of the Lord. But that's not preaching the gospel. See, think about who this is when it says in verse 12, when Peter saw it, he answered. Who was Peter? He was a fisherman. He was not raised in any kind of high society culture. His hands were calloused from fishing, his skin dry from the sea and the wind and the weather. In fact, the religious people today, when they heard him preaching, they marveled because they called them illiterate men, unlearned men. And yet, when you read his message that we're about to get into here from verse 13 all the way down to the end of the chapter, natural men, when they hear a man preach like this, what do they say? What school did you attend? Where did you get your preacher training? Peter learned the gospel from Christ himself. He learned it at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ's spirit being put within him. That's where he learned. And that's why he preached this way. From time to time, I'll get letters from around the world, different places that the Lord has directed me to preach, even today. And I'll have young men that have heard me preach, and they'll ask me what Bible school I can recommend for them. And this has always been my answer since the Lord has taught me of himself. And it was him. What I'm preaching to you now, I did not learn in a Bible school. In fact, I learned everything contrary to what I'm preaching now in a Bible school, so-called.
Oh, yeah.
But I've told these young men, and it's very simple, you can say the same thing, that if the Lord has not taught you of Christ by his Spirit through the gospel, his words, there's no school that can teach you. But also, if he has taught you of Christ through his word, by his Spirit, there is no school you need.
I like that.
You say verses 12 and 13. So here we are, the message. You say, well, how you recognize a distinctive gospel message? One is that there's little talk about self, if any. Peter immediately, when he got up to speak and to preach, he took the attention away from himself. That's violent. We don't want people looking on us. John the Baptist said, he must increase, I must decrease. So don't stand up with an introduction telling a lot of personal stories and trying to get people's attention and excited and laughing, you know, so that you get them warmed up to hear you. No, that's not what we do. You can see how quickly Peter, verse 12, turned the attention away from himself. That's distinctive gospel preaching. Where did he turn the attention? To Christ, immediately. As the Lord has been pleased to teach me over the years, and I'd be the first to confess how much still I need to be taught of him, but I will judge a man's message by how quickly he gets to Christ. How long does it take a man stand up in front of people that is a self-pronounced preacher? How long does it take him to get to preaching Christ? And not just preaching Christ, but preaching him according to the word and preaching him in such a way that Christ gets all the glory and none to the preacher. If I put a stopwatch on you and started it when you started to preach, how long would it get you, take you to get to Christ? If you read Peter from where in verse 12 he says, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us as though by our power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son." How long did it take me to read that? A minute?
No, it didn't take a minute.
He was in a hurry. He was in a hurry to get to Christ. They're tensing off himself. Let's get to the point here.
Mulungu wa makolo atu, adalemekeza mwana wake, yes. Kwa ni patipita sayo watalika kwa anji, uwelenga kuwenda, uwelenga uliwe kwa pesi, mene yukulipe sayo. Patipita sayo watalika kwa, it's around 15 seconds, yeah.
Yeah. I've had some send me little messages, and they'll say, "Would you please listen to this man?" And then they'll mark exactly the part they want me to hear. They'll say, "Go to the 13th minute, and right around there, listen to what he has to say about Christ." And they'll say, "I think this man's preaching the gospel." And so, but I don't go there. I start at the beginning, and I hear all of the stuff that this man is saying, which is like, you know, it's like offering somebody a glass of water to drink, but before you do, let me put a little bit of dirt in it, and then stir it up, and then give it to you to drink. We don't do that. And I've gotten back and told them. They said, "Well, what'd you think?" I said, "I never got to the 13th minute of the message because right from the get-go, the man's intention wasn't to preach Christ. The message wasn't about Christ, even though he mentioned it. That's not distinctive gospel preaching. Distinctive gospel preaching is preaching the Lord Jesus Christ as he's revealed in the Word.
Distinctive preaching.
You see, it's not just mentioning the name of Christ. Now with the internet, you can do this. Just put your name out in the internet and see how many people have that name throughout the world. You know, the world's connected right now by the internet. If I went in there and put James Mwali into the internet, how many people would come up? I dare say there's hundreds, maybe thousands.
Yeah, you see?
And that's the problem in preaching. People say, "Well, he's preaching Christ. Which Christ?
Which Christ?
What is distinctive about the Christ that these men are preaching?" Because there's a lot that give the lip service to Christ, but it's not the Christ. And then again, not just preaching Christ, but you can see here in verse 13, he says, and this is an important point. What kind of crowd was in front of him? This was a Jewish crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And what was their point of disdain about Jesus Christ was that he made himself equal with God. And Peter starts right with that. He says, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers. He's talking about the Old Testament, the one that these Jews professed. What did he say? Hath glorified not just a Jesus. He has glorified his son, Jesus. That was the thing that they said, crucify him, because by claiming to be the son of God, they said he was blaspheming. They ripped their clothes and they cried, crucify him. And you know what? Peter didn't wait to get to that point at the end. Well, let me just say this quietly here. I know I might offend some if I say it, but you know, really, and then whispers it. That this Jesus we're talking about, actually, he was the son of God. He starts with that. He starts with the very point of their offense.
Iye mpengone pesele ya seti ni petroyo, akuyamba kula mkula za Yesu amenele. Akula kwa mkula za mwene ya kuzeo na ukuloni, petro amalamkula kwa antu wake yaki, wa Ayuda. Ayuda amene, chifuwa kumulisa wa iwo, wakane chume pesilani zani wa iwo, Yesu Kristu. Nye petro akuyambila basi, pamene kwa kumulisa po, nye akuyamba kuna kuti. Ino Ayuda ino, mutuwa kuno za mulungu wa Abrahamu, ndi Isaki, ndi ya koko, mulungu wa magolo atu, adalemegeza, wasana adalemegeza mwana wake, kumalimekeza, mwana wake, Yesu, amene inuyo, muda mpashika. Kuna ndoza kuti, pamene Yesu Kristu amana kuti mwana wa Mulungu, nijimene Ayuda, anadala nasho kwa mbili, jifamene kuti, akupanga blasphemy Mulungu. Akuchitila mwano, kamena akulamfula ya mawu Mulungu, oipa. Blasphemy ni mawu, amena mali, Yesu Kristu mlandu wino, amena angambana wazofala, Ayuda, odali mladona, washitila Mulungu dani, mwano, kuwanda kuti yeo ni mwana wa dani, mwana wa Mulungu. Nde mukangana kumene papa pemene popo pemene popo pemene madanga pisezo kwa za Ayuda po mpamene Petro anayambira kweni kweni sana kafikira wachabona kuti chekuna kula zuluwa papa ningafuna kuti muvese kakhale kuti yena mwina akoza kukhumudwa kapenanso kuti mwina machewe na akoza olimbikitsidwa komatu izizi ndizo moja zimachiya zija Yesu amene chamati ndi mwana wake kuchanda amene kupata kangola mfuwa stress kuti walemekeza nge capital M mwana wake Yesu Kristu amene inu mudampachika ndi kumkaniza kwa Pilato. Pamene panalipo kumudisa kwa Ayudapo, mpamene Petro adayambira kulalikira kwake kwa uthenga wabwino wa nthawi imeneyo.
I've had some preachers tell me, you know, if I preach Christ in my congregation as plainly as you do in yours, I wouldn't have anybody coming to hear me. They've told me that. Well, you know what I say to them? Better to shut it down then. Better to lock up the doors and turn the lights out. Better not to have anybody come than to pretend to be a gospel preacher and not preach Christ distinctively. He's not to be hidden. Everything about him was public. Right on down to his death, they hung him on that tree in a public way. And God purposed it.
Mugulalikira mene moza Yesu, kumusha mugulalikira mwa Yesu Kristu. Chifalanda hakonde mazibera, mkulaku mkulu kwa pasikutela.
No, the clear, distinctive exaltation of Christ. How could you preach any less? If the Spirit's taught you, you can't. And I know this, that if the Lord enables us and strengthens us to preach Christ as he is here in this word, when people keep coming back, you don't have to wonder as to what is drawing them back. That's why I purposely, we don't have any special music. We have a very simple church building. Our assembly is very simple. Our worship time is just, we read scripture, congregation sings, we get right to the message, and we close. We're gone. It's not about trying to get ahead of time, having donuts and coffee and trying to get people here to fellowship and all of this stuff that has nothing to do with exalting Christ. It gets in the way. I'd rather have few that are coming because they want to hear of Christ than have a whole house full of people that are there for other reasons. Sooner or later, if all you do is exalt Christ as Peter does here, which you will if you're a gospel preacher, the goats are going to get tired of it. You're not giving them anything to feed on, so they're going to run on down the road. Well, you've just helped yourself.
Bukoza ukara nimwa imwina mwaje malalikiro tenga wa mtundumeneu Yesu Kristu ukara mwe mpulumutsi chikulumutsu jake monga mene chikumvekera kala kino ka utenga wabwino potengera so mena ntambiri amaganizira kuti kodi mukozo vanga bwanji ngarata kavuna fwena sakubwera ena iwa mafuna kukhala ndi nyimbo makhalizi kwanzira china jake chapadera chokopa vanthu kuti azibwera kani zakudya pena chani tinasankha kulalikira kutenga mosachulutsa zochita chifoyona kuti anthu akupendwe ndi chalichi tinasankha kumasonkhana simple nyumba imene timasonkhanira namo ndi simple nthawi imene timagumana ndi simple magumanidwe athu imene timagumana tikakumana mmene mujamo kumangokhala kuwerenga mawu a Mulungu mpingo kuimba nyimbo nthawi yomweyo kupita mawu a Mulungu service yata kulibe kupanga china zilizonse kapena kuti anthu adye izo kapena kamwe mwakuti choyenderana kuti tikapanga izi anthu aja akhazikika sayendayenda sachokachoka koma akhala akudalitsika ndi mawu a Mulungu kapena kuti akhala akukonda kuchalichi monga mmene kulili ayi so tinasankha kupembedza Mulungu mwamtundu umenewu ndipo ndikukhulupira kuti ngati kupembedza kwathu mmene kulili kumangwera pamodzi mokha kungopita kuchalichi kukalemekeza Ambuye kupita kuchalichi kukamva mawu ake akuwerengedwa kupita kuchalichi kukamva uthenga wabwino wakulalikidwa basi ndikutuluka ndikumapita ku nyumba mmene zililimo ndimomwemo palibe njira ina palibe kasukera kamene kuzopanga kuona kuti kakope wanthu mchonjerwa na anthu azibera kuchaichi kulalikira kwa uthenga wabwino kosiyana kwambiri ndi anthu ena onse mmene kulili kumaenda motero kuno kwathu.
So here's our homework. I realize our time's gone. Here's our homework. Between now and next week, we're going to come back to this portion, but I'd like each of us, just by ourselves, quietly before the Lord, read this portion of Scripture, study this message of Peter, and note on a piece of paper all of the different distinctive ways in which Peter declared Christ and his work. That's a simple assignment, but read it carefully. I'd like to see how many different descriptions you come up with. I've got some written down here and we just didn't get to it, but I want to see how many you come up with. What was interesting to me is the more I've studied this, the more it's like a flower that unfolds. The more I see of Christ and I read and I think, oh, that's what Peter was declaring. Christ in all of his glory, the very one that men hated and crucified. See, people aren't, they don't hate the Jesus that's being preached in popular religion. They like that. But this one, I'll tell you, you preach him, by God's grace you will if you've been taught of Christ. It's a distinctive Christ. And that's what I want you to know. How is this Christ preached here different, distinctive, than the one that's being preached in the world? That's important, and we'll look at it next time.
Kuyambira verse 11 kukafika verse 26. Ndiye mutenge pepala lanu labwino ndikulemba inyo muone momwe Yesu Kristu ameneyu Petro anamulalikirira kuti ulaliki wake wa Petro ameneyu woonesa Yesu Kristu yeka kuti anamulalikira motere mopanda apapata amuonesa ziwiri chabe koma mwina nkutenga kuti umene niyo mukawerenge mukapezamo zina zake zimene lero sina zikudze sina zilankhule mukaonetsemo zina zake zimene niyo mukaone kuti hey, koma munthu uyu analalikira Yesu Kristu mochita chinthu motere mopanda kuonjezerekwako ndi zina zimene zinachitika kapena zimene zikhoza kuchitika pamene munthu akulalikira ndikuzochotsa munthu cha chidwi chake pa zithunzo koma nkuyika pa Yesu yekha Khristuyo muwe mwene Petro amene adamulalikira Yesu Khristu amene ali chokhumudwitsa amene Ayuda onse anampachika amene Ayuda onse sanamukonde amene Mulungu yekha adamukweza namuukitsa kwa akufa amene ndi Mulungu yekha amene adapanga kuona kuti Yesuyo achitse munthu odwala uja ndiye Petro adamufotokozera bwanji Yesu ameneyo kwa anthu amene adamuda Yesu. Petro amene adamulalikira bwanji kwa anthu amene sadamukonde. Petro adamulalikira bwanji Yesu Kristu amene wone wokwezekedwa ndi Ambuyeyu mwa mtundu umeneyu ndi Mulungu Atate kuti akakhale mmene akuonekera mmavesi amene wawo. Imeneyi ndi assignment yophweka kwambiri imene sabata wanthu funa tikayione.
Well, we'll stop there for now, and I pray the Lord will, by His Spirit, cause us to weigh prayerfully, who is this Christ that we profess? Is He the Christ of Scripture? And do we, by God's Spirit, exalt Him alone, ourselves being abased? Because that's the evidence of a true work of the Spirit. It's not just learning some doctrine, but it's by His grace being brought to see Him, Christ and Him crucified, His work for us as a needy sinner, brought to bow. He must increase. I must decrease. I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you very much. That's the assignment you have had. And I urge you, brothers and sisters, who can go home and work on the assignment. The assignment is, first of all, read prayerfully, read carefully, read thoughtfully the given scripture verses. Remember that in today's message was about preaching the gospel that is very distinctive from other gospels. The context itself, the message, and what is remaining is the last third part of what was what introduced in the very first place, about how men themselves come up with their own messages, how people build their own messages. You know, when it comes about that, we remember that in the Wakes religion, we used to be taught how to come up with a message by maybe the people in the church are not coming to church every Sunday. They want to preach about revival, that, so on and so forth. These are the messages which were created by looking at the situation rather than preaching Christ. And I pray that the pastors, for the preachers, they will definitely take this very seriously. We thank God for the message, and we thank God for the evening's national service that we had. We are so loud and so privileged to have it. Let us now close our service this evening here, and it's still morning at Brother Ken's place, and we are so grateful to God that He gave us, even though we had some challenges in the first place, but the Lord has enabled our computer. Maybe the reason why was that it's a new computer, it's a new laptop, so He didn't recognize the voice of Brother Ken. So that's,
you're in trouble now if it recognizes my voice.
now that you have entered into the system.
That's horrible. You're going to start having trouble with it now.
Ah, good. Number 32, best thing number 32. A man who saw is here, and good there was Sonny Bundu. That's nothing. This is about Jesus. And that's one thing I like, because Ken was preaching about coming. When you're preaching, it takes about just 3 seconds, 5, 10, 15 seconds. You come to the little message of Jesus Christ. And even our songs here, there's no need to keep one of the songs, one of the hymns, the whole hymn without mentioning Jesus. And you sing it without mentioning, even one place, without mentioning Jesus. I think such type of hymns needs to be removed, because they don't represent the gospel. Yeah. So we are going to sing about someone who is coming, a man of sorrow, a man of sorrow, and that is Jesus Christ. He's coming from heaven, and coming in His glory, and is a man of the cross. Who is this man of the cross? Jesus Christ. Ali kuza wasoni unto wagukara kuma ba ali kukabule mama diwa muna wanta da aleluya aleluya. Alikuta waipe Rechi mewe kita kumana Paku pika ambuye Alikuta ambuye Yesie wakupeba Paz
The message that we grew up with was not emphasizing anything about Jesus Christ, but on events and activities, things happening. So we thank God that the Lord has purposed and chosen us in this part of the world to be blessed with this kind of message. We thank God for this day. As again, we are full of praise to God and truly thank God for your time. And the time for the rest of the people who are with you and us online, listening to this message and all the work that has been done, and these messages as well are being recorded there. We thank God for that. We also thank God for Sister Pat for the work she's doing for the advancement of this gospel. I now hand over to you to pray and pray for the services here and there. May God bless you.
Let's look to the Lord. Gracious Father, in great humbleness we bow, having our own hearts exercised by the very word that we've just heard, knowing that in of ourselves we are nothing but wretches, worthy of condemnation. If you're pleased to take such vessels and to fill them with the person and work of Christ by your Spirit through the word, that now we are made to be living vessels, not just vessels of clay, but living vessels, every bit as much as when you made Adam and the structure was there, but it took you breathing into his nostrils, and then he became a living soul. Such is our need to hear of Christ week in, week out. Having life, we thirst, we hunger, but Lord, you've taught us that there's nothing that can quench that thirst but the water of life. There's nothing that can feed a hungry soul but the bread of life. And I pray for each one of us that you've been pleased to bring to hear today. Pray for those that will hear later on the internet. That's the wonderful thing about how you purpose technology today, that even if there's not one here with us now, it may be that you'll cause them to hear later. All of that is according to your will. We don't orchestrate it. This is all of your doing, much as when Isaiah wrote by the Spirit those words in Isaiah 53, and it wasn't until hundreds of years later that you directed Philip to meet an Ethiopian eunuch in the middle of a desert reading Isaiah 53. Isaiah knew nothing of it. He just wrote as you directed, but you purposed it for one of your sheep. That's all we can say, is that it has pleased you to take such wretched sinners as we are and reveal Christ in us. Who are we? What are we? We're nothing. I pray that you would impress that each time on our hearts, and that Christ indeed be truly exalted, not just with lips, but from the heart. And we're mindful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In our dear Savior's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, the Lord bless you as you prepare tomorrow. Certainly I'm in prayer for you. And I also ask your prayers for me. We have a great privilege of preaching Christ.
Yes, yeah.
And I think of the years I wasted, you know, in religion, even with a semblance of a knowledge of the doctrine. You know, I kind of came at this thing logically over 7 years. It became more logical, but even then, I still needed to have God reveal Christ in me. And this is why I preach what I do. It's because of Him, and that's the only way it is with any of the priests. We have nothing to glory in ourselves. It's Christ alone.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, you need to get a rooster, another rooster, and not eat it, so that we know when to start and when to finish.
We just slaughtered that one last 2 weeks ago. You will hear again maybe once we get another one. But this time, just the voice of 2 kids who are playing each
That's
other
fine.
Here.
I thought about that. You know, even though they're playing, but they're there, the Lord is able to cause them to hear. We don't have to create any kind of programs for children. They need to be right there with us.
Well, finally, let me wish you happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Do you all celebrate Father's Day over there any day? Do they do that? Or?
We want to have a Mother's Day in Dubai. So
Mother's Day, okay. All right.
October, yes, sir. Well, but over there, you have Father's Day. I was so happy to see the photos of your late father and
yes.
The information that you had made. Well, said no. It was a great man, and I'm just so overwhelmed to see that you have a Father's Day and you remember such noble people who made an impact to your life.
Yeah. Well, I'm prayerful that in the latter days the Lord taught my father the gospel. It took the Lord putting him completely on his back and just made him so he could not go out and preach again. And as he laid there listening to gospel messages in the Word, you know, my prayer is that the Lord taught him.
Amen.
He'd be like the thief on the cross because, you know, when you preach another message, it's just as bad and evil as being an assassin or a robber or murder. That's what Christ called them. Thieves and robbers break in and steal.
That's true.
If it pleased God to reveal Christ in a man, that's all that matters. You know? And he will. For those he paid the debt,
he will.
All righty. Well, I'll sign off, and Lord's blessings on you there.
God bless you too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.